Hello and welcome to Connectabytes News Digest for August the 3rd. We're finally in the month of August, 2 months away from E3. Feels like it was just here. But I'm your host, Patrick Barnett, and with me, just like last week, Ariel Ruff.
Hey again.
How are you doing?
I'm all right. I'm good.
Ready to talk some Nintendo news?
Maybe I am.
Yeah. There's certainly more this week than there was last week. Last week we resorted to discussing some Wii U games that you actually got to play, but this week there actually seems to be a decent amount of news, beginning with EA games. So EA had an event today. Was it the EA Summer Showcase?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was hot.
Yeah. there was lots of little information, e-newsy stuff coming out of that. But a couple things we learned. FIFA 13 is going to be a Wii U launch game, and it seems to have a couple like interesting little quirks about it. There's like asynchronous multiplayer where one person can use the pro controller and another person can use the gamepad to do like interesting things where they can like start plays, and I don't know. I'm not up on soccer really, so.
Yeah, they also didn't mention. I didn't hear them mention that you can use two Wii U gamepads. I didn't hear that, so that should be interesting.
I didn't see them say two gamepads, but didn't they also say at E3 or somewhere around E3 that two gamepads wouldn't be supported at launch?
Yeah.
So. Maybe they're saving that type of thing for FIFA 14, I suppose.
I would hope. Yeah. I wouldn't want to be the guy without the screen.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying. But yeah, it looked cool.
It seems like the screen has different benefits as opposed to just playing with a standard controller.
Definitely.
Like, I think the controller is what most people are used to, but if you're looking for something different, the gamepad will also offer something new.
Yeah, they showed off a feature where while you're running towards the net, you can actually use your finger to aim towards the goal, which I think is really cool. They featured that in one of the DS versions, I believe, or the 3DS version.
Well, while that seems cool, I think it's kind of cheap.
You do?
kind of. I'm just like, if you can just tell the ball exactly where to go.
It doesn't exactly work like that. Have you played FIFA for the 3DS?
I have not, no.
Yeah, if you check that out, I think you would see that it's a little more than a gimmick.
Okay.
I would think so, yeah.
Okay. Because just on paper, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, that's what I could totally understand that. Yeah. It sounds like a straight gimmick, but I think otherwise. Maybe their other stuff is kind of, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly going to be interesting. I'm really looking forward to see how all these different developers utilize the gamepad in different ways. And
me too.
It seems like EA is stepping up and going to be using it well, at least for this game.
As they should.
Yes. Another EA game that was talked about was Mass Effect 3, which is also going to be a Wii U launch title.
Also not going to be played by me.
I never played Mass Effect 1 or 2, so I'm kind of torn. No.
Oh, man. Do you game on your PC?
No, not often, but I don't know.
I highly suggest it. If you like role-playing games anyway,
it's
really
always
good.
Something I'm interested in. Like, if I ever didn't have anything to play, I would go to those games. It's just I don't want to jump in at the third entry in the series.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't recommend that at all. I definitely need the story.
I know how the story builds upon itself. And
you need the story.
Your decisions and stuff affect you.
You need the story so you can hate the ending.
I've actually read spoilers on the ending of Mass Effect 3, so. Spoiler alert for all those. It's pretty bad from what I heard.
Well, I actually haven't played it, so you know, all jokes aside, I might actually pick it up for the Wii U. I might have to.
Well, we'll see more features probably as we move forward, and maybe it'll actually entice you to get it.
Yeah, maybe they let you direct your own ending with the Wii U gamepad.
That'd be real funny. All right, so moving on, E3, I mentioned earlier, is now 2 months behind us, and at that time, we actually didn't know what the future held in store for E3 because there was no confirmed dates or confirmed city for next year's or the years after, like, conventions. So the ESA finally came through and said that it's going to be held in Los Angeles through 2015. I guess there was, like, debates over whether it might not come back there because Los Angeles was doing construction, I believe, next year. I believe that's how it was all working out. But next year it's going to be held June 11th through June 13th, which is later, I guess, than these past few years. But
Well, I think the story's a little bit weird because they're saying that they're going to stay through 2015, and the new arena is supposed to be done in 2016. So would they leave the area right when they have a new place to do it?
I think they'll stay
Yeah, I
afterward.
think they'll
I
stay
think
too.
it's just a matter of they made a 3-year contract with the city and they probably didn't want to do much more than that.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm hoping to go again next year. And those dates actually work for me better than if it would have been around the same time as this past year.
Yeah, I'm hyped about going. As you know from last episode, I want those figures. Those figurines.
The
The Skylanders
Skylanders.
figurine. That's what I'm going to E3 for.
Just the swag.
Yeah, just that.
Don't even go into Nintendo's booth, just like wander around the rest of the show floor.
Now, what for? I'll be a millionaire after I leave.
All right, so moving on from E3, there are two new DSi colors coming to North America. And I'll repeat that again, DSi colors.
Oh
Now,
man.
the 3DS XL comes out in just a few short weeks, but we're getting new colors for the DSi. There is red and blue, and they're just like a matte finish. And I don't quite understand why they exist.
Fuming. I was fuming when I read this story, and I was fuming when I wrote a story about it. Maybe I shouldn't be so hard on Nintendo. They do a lot of weird things, as all fans of Nintendo know. So this was just, I guess it's just more of the same weirdness. I don't know. What do you think?
I'm just assuming that they just wanted to do like a final production of the systems. Like, I can't imagine they're producing a whole bunch of these yet. Like, if someone
No.
goes to a store and they see the 3DS versus the DS, they're almost the same in price now. Isn't it like 140 versus 170? I feel
They're
like you'd
getting.
almost go for the 3DS.
Yeah, they're getting into this very strange market with this overlapping stuff. It's funny. I'm thinking that they just have a whole bunch in a factory that they're like, okay, what are we gonna do with this? It'd be interesting if you scratched the coat of paint and you saw it was actually an old colored DSi.
that'd be ridiculous.
You never know.
Yeah. Nintendo does some strange things sometimes, and I guess this is just one of them.
Definitely.
All right, so moving on from weird stories to something that's actually pretty cool, in my opinion. Nano Assault EX is coming to the North American and European eShop. Now, this is based on Nano Assault, which was a 3DS game that came out last year, except it's going to have some new features. They didn't say too much, except it will support the Circle Pad Pro. So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, me too. I
Did you ever
wonder.
play Nano Assault?
Definitely. It's
Yeah.
a beautiful game.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It was like one of those weird games where I was like, NWR had recommended it, and I heard good things about it on RFN, and I was just like, I guess I'll get it for $20. And I l loved it.
Good, good. Two things for me, I guess. I guess this is opening up that realm where we might see more remakes come to the eShop, which I would love. Maybe some
I'm not
Advance
sure if I'm going to
Wars.
get this. I'm still excited for it because it'll broaden its availability to more people. Because I don't think that many people experience this game.
Yeah,
I feel
probably
like it was
not.
something tiny and short market. I don't know. I don't see it that often on shelves anymore.
Yeah, neither do I.
But this will definitely make it available to people that didn't get to play the original. Well, the same game, kind of.
Right.
All right, moving right along. Golf is going to be the new Club Nintendo downloadable game. I guess it was Starship Defense went off, and now Golf is going in for 150 coins.
I still haven't played it.
Yeah,
Still probably won't.
I probably won't either. I'm torn with a lot of these Game Boy games. Like,
Me too.
I want to play them, but I just feel like sometimes $3 is too much. Like, if it was $2, I don't know. I'm just nitpicking now. Where,
Agreed. I mean, you have to consider that these things came out so long ago, and
yeah.
it's they're getting into this close area where, why would I pay that much for this when I could buy a new game, I don't know.
Like some eShop, like the new Solitaire game that came out this week. I guess I'm jumping ahead of myself, but one of the Nintendo downloads was 3D Solitaire. That was $3, I believe.
Yeah, I'm doing
Or
a review for that game.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was $3, and Golf is also $3, whereas Solitaire is a brand new game. Well, 3D Solitaire is a brand new game.
Right.
And Golf is something that was it's 22 years old now, which is crazy.
Yeah. But then when you think about the fact that, you know, they're giving golf away, in this case, we're talking about Club Nintendo.
In this
Nintendo,
case, it's completely different.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm just kind of commenting on the fact that price-wise, I don't agree with their virtual console pricing.
Neither do I.
But another story for another time, I suppose.
I also don't agree with their two new colors for the DS.
This whole week, I just disagree with everything. And I guess people will see why when I get to the Nintendo downloads. Because I'm sure your opinion's the same as mine, because I guess I'll move right into them. There were only two new games this week. As opposed to, like, last week, I believe there were seven?
Yeah.
I'm just counting it up real quick. It was six last week. I'm sorry. But still, six versus two, it's just like, I don't understand where their philosophy comes into play, where one week they're just like, we'll give you six games, the next week two.
Well, they fluctuate. I know they're sitting on so much content, it's ridiculous. But then again, I have to be realistic and talk about licenses and things like that that they have to get before they republish it on the eShop. But it just makes you wonder sometimes.
I just don't know what they're doing. I know there's games coming. It's just why couldn't they release them at a steady stream? Like some of the weeks prior, there were like three or four DSiWare games in one week. And then it just drops to one. I thought they were kind of controlling it so that only like so many would come out at a time, so that like each week was kind of balanced in like new game content.
And I think they are. In fact, I'm pretty much certain they are.
They have to be. It's just like, why are they doing it in this way?
Yeah, it's weird. I think they're doing the same thing with their retail games, unfortunately, too. As is the case with Roller Coaster Tycoon, which was pushed back about three or four times.
I'm not sure if that's as much as Nintendo as it is maybe. I think it's Atari that's publishing it.
Well, no, I know Atari's publishing it, but last time I believe I read that they were waiting for Nintendo's word.
I haven't looked into that closely, but I know the game was done like a while ago.
I don't know
because I believe it's in space, I believe, right?
Yes, our fans can fact check the shit out of me, and I'm sure they will, but I'm sure that's how it goes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a weird situation, but I guess I'll talk about the downloadables instead of just complaining that there was only two of them. For the eShop, we had 3D Solitaire for $3, which we already mentioned. You're playing it, I guess, right now, you said.
Definitely. I'm pretty much done playing it. There's not much to go into. It's Solitaire. I don't think $299 is justified. Is a justified price. They're not bringing anything new. There's a couple of unlockables. Don't want to spoil anything, but you're talking about a game where you can't save if you're in the middle of a game of solitaire. You can't save it. You can close your 3DS, but there's no way of saving it and then coming back, which I thought was a little weird. And you know, it's light on content, so. $299.
How is the 3D effect?
The 3D is good. Zen doesn't really do bad 3D, in my opinion. But
yeah, I completely agree.
Yeah, in this case, it's not. It's solitaire. You're not really there for the 3D. Yeah. And if you want to play it in a convenient way, which would be with the stylus, then you don't even really look at the 3D because when you use the stylus, you can only look at the bottom screen for your card controlling. So yeah.
I know on Nintendo's description page for the game, they mentioned that you can take 3D photos and use them as the backdrop.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but that's a spoiler. Oh. Nintendo spoiled something, but you'll find out if you purchase the game.
Well, okay. DSiWare game for this week is The Lost Town, The Jungle for $5. I guess this is a sequel to The Lost Town, The Dust, I believe I saw.
Haven't heard of it.
Neither did I until I saw it in our game database on the website, and I was just like, huh, I guess this is a sequel. But basically, a meteorite landed in some jungle, and it's causing people to go insane, and it is your job to go out and stop it. It kind of looks like a top-down game. It's real weird looking.
I saw it. I also saw that IGN gave it an 8. Like, pretty weird.
I'm looking at the screenshots, and it looks like something I'm interested in playing. Like, it's hard to describe just by looking at it, but it's like a top-down perspective where you're just, like, fighting enemies and with, like, different combat options.
Yeah, I'm gonna check it out. It's basically the only game other than 3D Solitaire.
Yeah, well, it is the only game
Yeah.
other than 3D Solitaire for this week. Also, I guess this week worth mentioning is that Super Mario Land is going on sale to $3 as opposed to the normal $4. It is part of the month of Mario.
Yeah. Like we said last week, I just hope Nintendo keeps doing their sale thing and just gives us some bigger sales.
Yeah. I noticed there was no, like, other sale besides this one this week, which is unlike last week. There was Colors 3D and the other Mario game was on sale. I don't know. I hope the sales continue.
Me too. I don't want to say anything bad because I don't want them to stop it. So just keep doing
yeah.
your thing, Nintendo.
I enjoy the sales. Yeah, they're great. Keep it up. anything else you want to talk about, Aaron? Close out the show.
No, nothing weird happened this week. So I guess I'll hold it till later.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening, everyone. And I guess see you next week.
See you guys later.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.